Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The March issue of 605 Magazine takes readers across the state for food and drink. The annual bar and restaurant issue features American classics to a new Sioux Falls establishment opened by a family from El Salvador. SDPB's Steve Zwemke visited with John and Alana Snyder of 605 Magazine yesterday, and I think their conversation made him a little hungry.
So it seems like you guys have a food issue about five times a year. Am I wrong or am I just thinking?
I mean, we do feature a lot of food, but technically we have a food and drink in November and then we have the bar and restaurant in March.
The food issues, anytime you guys feature food, it's really popular. I love looking at the food pictures.
Well, that's because everybody has to eat and you have to do it multiple times a day. So, you know, it's on topic.
Let's start with our good neighbor from just down the street. I've had a chance to meet both of the Salvadors from El Salvador.
Yeah.
And I appreciate that La Luna is within a short walk from where I work, but I also appreciate the atmosphere when I go in there. It's a nice place.
It really is. Oh, I don't think John's been there yet, but no, I brought back food.
I didn't. Yeah, it was excellent.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it would have been more excellent had it been eaten within an hour or two of its preparation. So,
they got the later version. I got the hot and warm version. So
their menu is incredible, and I think it's grown quite a bit from when they opened. Mm-hmm. But you can get waffles, pizzas. They have different kinds of toasts with some incredible toppings.
Oh yeah, the toast is epic. I think there's like 6 to 8 types of just toast, and then they're like that Nutella waffle. Mm-hmm. It's in the issue, and you actually have like a syringe of chocolate that's like attached to it that you can either inject into the waffle directly, or they said you can drizzle on top, or you can just shoot it in your mouth if you just love the chocolate and then have the waffle. You can do whatever you want, you know.
Interesting too. The family has come from El Salvador. Mm-hmm. They've opened this place, and it seems like people are really enjoying it, but also just enjoying getting to meet them.
Oh my gosh, they're the sweetest people.
Yeah.
And they really enjoy local art, so they always mm-hmm. have local artwork up. And I mean, they have a great location, like you know, they're right next to you guys. But then, I mean, in the summertime, I can't wait to go visit them more. They just opened this past fall. So having them there during all the shows and the nice weather and people walking around, hopefully more people can even enjoy them more. And I think they said they're like dog friendly too. But a really cool app. And that's part of what they said that they wanted to create was just a community so people can come in there and relax, either grab one of their like iCarumba drinks or, you know, like an Oreo shake or gosh, they have so much good stuff. I don't know.
They really make you feel like you're at home when you come in too. And I know I'm trying, I need to get back with Salvador because when I first met him, he told me that he was a guitar player and maybe he's somebody we can bring on the air.
Which
with
one, the dad or the son?
The dad, yeah.
Oh, the dad.
The dad, yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
Like, while you're at it, just bring a couple of those waffles, Nutella.
Yeah, if you want to bring that sunny, there's like a sunny pizza or something like that with a cracked egg or like an egg on top. Oh, mm-hmm. that was so good. That was one of my favorites. Like they have pizza, breakfast pizza, normal mm-hmm. pizza. So much good stuff.
And they feature different things for lunch too. I think they bring things in and out daily.
Yeah.
I had kind of like a Chinese meal, like a pineapple chicken it was a few
Ooh.
Weeks back, which was delicious. And very different from like a pineapple chicken you would get at a Chinese restaurant. It was very different. It was great. It felt like it was more healthy too.
Oh, they have very fresh food. And also, it's Instagrammable. That's what they tried. They said that's what they try to do. They try to make really good food, first and foremost, and then they want to make sure that hopefully you'll take a picture of it, which their entire space is like that, though. Like, they just created, like, an atmosphere that you want to kind of capture, which was, I shot that one, and it was really easy to shoot, so, because it's just so nice in there all together.
I want to talk about the Garden of Eaton in Canton, and I saw the picture of the taco sub before I read the article, and I was hooked. Because it looked so delicious, but pretty simple too.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I got to make a side trip down to this place that was almost named the Ten Commandments at one time.
Oh, Ten Condiments.
Ten Condiments, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Play off of the Ten Commandments. Yeah, it's a really cool story. I talked to Lynn, the owner, forever. They've been around for, I think they said 37 years. It was like the 80s.
Yeah.
And it was a really honest talk that we had about back then. It was like the year Diet Coke was invented. She said that they were, I think it was like 1982. I could be off by like a year. And when they opened, and before that it was a church, but then after that it was a gas station. And then when she took it back over, she was trying to decide if she was going to go off of the church theme or the gas station theme. And it just so happened that at the time around Canton where they're located, they had a bunch of churches shut down and they were getting rid of all this stuff. So she was like, well, there you go. That decides that. So she got all this vintage church stuff and pews that you can actually sit in there.
And the windows. And it's got this really cool atmosphere. Like, you're not sure if you like are going to just get in real trouble for not praying before your meal or, you
know. Right, exactly. Before your taco sub. And that's back when she said subs were a thing. Like, she said, like, the only deli place back then was like Kmart. They had like a little section. So people were like, what's a sub sandwich? Because they were all like meat and potato kind of people. And then she got people really into it. And then she had to talk people into eating soup. I mean, it's much different than these other newer restaurants that I talked to. So it was cool getting that perspective of her experience and all of that.
I should say the photos too, not only the taco sub that caught me, but of the stained glass of the outside of the building.
Right.
It's just great photography that accompanies this article.
Boom shaka. And they have like an apple theme because it's, you know, Garden of Eden. So
yeah. Now correct me if I'm wrong. This is on the highway that goes east-west through town?
Yes. Okay. She said she gets a lot of people that are going to go hiking and stuff like that, and a lot of traffic that way in the summertime.
Great, great.
And she makes homemade apple pie to go on theme, so.
Perfect.
Check it out.
They were closed the one Sunday, I think, we were down there camping, and I was super bummed about it. But now I'm going to go back.
Well, it's close enough. There's definitely reason to make a side trip to go down there, at least for us that are close by here in the southeastern part of the state. Emily Wilson. Tell me about Emily Wilson and about Beloved Kitchen.
Yeah, so it's B-B-E-E, like the little buzz. And she started a company. I believe she went to school for like, or she went to cooking school in like Bali.
Yeah.
And she specializes in raw and vegan cooking. So every time I look at her Facebook page, I feel worse about myself because I'm not participating yet in her raw way of living. She does a lot of things where you can take a cooking class from her at places like Plum's Cooking in downtown Sioux Falls, or you can hire her to cook for you for a dinner party or something. Or you could have her, she does the thing where she comes to your house and she clears out your fridge, kind of like a TV show, and is like, do not eat this, and then she'll go grocery shopping for you and like fill it up so you can hopefully have a better way of living, or she can make meals for you and deliver them right to your door.
That sounds like a great idea to have her come in and do a check on the refrigerator. I could definitely use something like that.
Yeah, she would probably just slap me if she looked in my fridge.
Yeah, it's like before we even had a child, it was like we had an 8-year-old in the house because it's like Cheetos, mac and cheese,
Doritos.
Isn't it interesting though? I mean, as you can kind of plan ahead, you can take steps to eat better and things like that. But again, your refrigerator just ends up being like it was.
Right.
This is a great idea to have somebody like Emily come in and clean house, so to speak.
Well, and the cool thing too is like even if you want to just she has it literally called a raw reset where you can also sign up for that where I think it's like for a week or there's a certain amount of days that you just kind of reset your body with her diet that she gives you. And I mean, it's not boring stuff. It's actually the cover of this issue is her creating one of her dishes and everything's so beautiful. It looks delicious. So don't think just because it says raw, it's boring for sure.
It basically like puts training wheels on you and it gives you a chance to get rolling and then you can kind of take over.
Exactly.
Cool. Very cool. One of the things that I really appreciate is a non-chain pizzeria.
Oh, yeah.
When I find one, I try to support it and give it a try at least. And I'm really intrigued by Sonny's Pizzeria, which is relatively new here in Sioux Falls. I've got to get over and try it. But like I said, anytime you have a non-chain pizzeria, they're usually pretty darn good.
Oh, yeah. And I believe it's in an old laundromat. Is
yes.
that what it was?
Yeah.
Right by Augie in that area.
Right.
Yeah. They used to have a sign outside that never changed for like 10 years. It just said free Wi-Fi. And that's like all it. Yeah.
And now it has Sonny's Pizzeria, which is inspired by their French Bulldog. It's John and Katie. I think it's Uphold. Is that how you say it? But they have a French Bulldog named Sonny, and he is the face of their pizzeria. So there's French Bulldog art everywhere.
It's fantastic.
All the French Bulldogs.
That's a plus. Dogs are a plus.
Yeah, right? I mean, especially Frenchies are so cute. And it's really cute. I mean, it's meant for like, it's originally meant for just like the Augie crowd, but I mean, it's really meant for everybody. It's supposed to be just like a neighborhood gathering place. Kind of like we touched on with La Luna, where they want to welcome the college students, but outside people too. They specialize in thin crust pizza, and they have crazy pizzas. Like they have one where my mind was blown was that they have a pizza with pizza bites. Like
in the pizza,
right
on the pizza. So it's like a college person slash my dream, like current day.
They need to rename it Inception.
No. And yeah, they have like pizzas with macaroni. They have pizzas. I mean, standard pizzas too. Build your own pizzas. But yeah, it was really cool. They have a little arcade space that you can hang out at. It was adorable.
Yeah. I've seen their menu and it looks very intriguing. There are some pizzas I probably might not try, but I think I want to, because like I said, anytime you have a local pizzeria that's doing something different, it's usually pretty good. What about their space? Like you said, this was in an old laundromat building. Yeah. Is there space in there to dine in? And
yeah, they actually do have quite a few tables, so you could actually chill and go in there. So it's not super awkward where you're walking in this tiny, tiny space. It's much bigger than you would imagine.
Cool.
Yeah, I'd say at least like 10 tables or something like that, a little more. And like a whole like bar that you can set up against the window and people watch outside. So
I thought you were going to do square footage and I was excited to see how far off I was.
Well, you see. Yeah, no.
How about a trip to Chamberlain here? You want to talk, John, about Mi Pueblo?
Yeah, that was... okay, so we were going out to the Governor's Conference on Tourism and decided to stop there. And that's part of the story. Well, it's any time you're going to eat, you know, Mexican food or anything that's got a little like kick to it. Road trip plus that question mark, maybe not a good roll of the dice when you're going to be stuck in the car for a while. So that was Vani Harari V, who does the podcast with us. He was saying that, and we actually used that as a poll quote, so I hope he's not too mad in the article, where he was just saying like, oh, this might be a rough gamble. But man, that food was excellent. And it's right off of 90, that's I-90, just right on the north side. Right, if you're heading west, it's right before you hit the river in Chamberlain. And it's in the old Gateway West spot on the hill. And it's fantastic. And I mean, it was, we had no idea what to really expect. And we had been in that space previously a few times when it was other things, but I have a feeling that they're going to stick out for a while there. It was excellent. And
their chimichangas are some of my favorite in the entire state that I've ever had. And their side rice was so good. Like, and usually it's kind of an afterthought, and I recommend it to all.
Yeah, and they were super friendly. The space was, you know, there was no frills. It was just, there was some cool art up, little bit of stuff, but nothing crazy. Just focusing on the food, and man, they killed it.
I've had a really good experience with Mexican restaurants across South Dakota. I have a couple of favorites in town here, and usually I love just a taco.
Right.
And usually the taco you get at any of our Mexican restaurants is quite a bit better than your fast food tacos. How about the, did you get a chance to try the taco there?
Yeah, absolutely. And we did some soft tacos, which is the way I prefer it.
Mm-hmm.
Just the flavor was just there.
Their chicken was really, really good. Anything with chicken was delicious.
All the seasonings.
Yeah, and they also had this really cute way of presenting, you know, chips and salsa is always great when you go places like that.
Yeah.
But they had a mini pitcher. You got a mini pitcher of salsa, and then you could keep, like,
you
dishing it up.
Yeah, it was like when they give you the water, and then you pour your own water out of the glass.
Which is probably smart, because everyone's always asking for more, so.
True. That's one of the downfalls, is you usually get such a small amount of salsa, you've always got to ask for more. So that, thumbs up to them on that.
And they gave us, they have a bar there, and they had they gave us a few mixed specialty drinks. One was almost like an ice cream frozen drink. One was a citrusy drink. They were both great. There's some pictures of those in the issue.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they were just fantastic. They were great people.
So we should let everybody know we're actually recording this Monday afternoon, yesterday. Do you want to say hi to yourselves while you're on the road on assignment?
Yeah.
Look out.
Watch out.
Hey.
Thanks a lot, as always.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.